Amen. We give God glory. We thank God for our worship team, for what God is doing with them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today is a little bit special. Amen. Before we go into what the Lord has for us, I'm so humbled. I'm blessed. And we are blessed. We have our father, my father in Cleveland with us this morning. Amen. You know, when you come to a city, you are a guest. You're an immigrant. You know, you begin to establish yourself and find a way for you to be established. And as God has called us, and we're doing different things in the city, I received a fatherly love.
Yes.
And it was not just a fatherly love, but it was a love that gave me an umbrella in this city. Gave me security, gave me affirmation, inspired me, challenged me, and changed my life. One of the most, very difficult time in my personal life, I knew I had somebody to go to. Somebody I can trust, somebody I can look to. And God used him greatly in the most difficult time I was struggling in this city. And the person I'm talking about has really so affected me, him and his wife, that when God finally spoke to me after 25 years of being single and said, it's time for you to be married, I had to go to him and say, I only know one person that can marry me. It has to be the father of this city. And he's the mayor of our city. My daddy and my mommy, Mayor Roland, is with us today. He was a He's been the mayor. God used him to transform this city. For almost three decades, God used him to love the unlovable and transform this city to where we see it today. And his passion for God, his humility. When we were at the TLRA building and we were, wanting to establish and to own that place and to move forward, I was looking for people in my life that I believe are kind of a covering and apostolic headship for Mount Zion. He was one of the first people I went to, and so many other leaders in the nation, and some business leaders. And I was so humbled. He graciously was a blessing to be part of that covering for us. And Mount Zion has been blessed, because when the leader of a city puts his blessing upon you, then you are blessed.
Amen.
And so I thank God for Mayor Roland and his amazing wife that has truly loved from the lowest to the greatest and has made this city such a place people are longing to be. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. And God knows how to sometimes do some surprises. Just this last few weeks or months, been praying and God opened a door for one of our daughters here. And today we are so happy. She is taking care of Sandra's mom. The face is working. So, Valencia, your life has spoken, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Amen.
Like you all know, whatever we do it with a prophetic purpose in this place. We always try to wait carefully on the Lord and to hear what God wants us to do, especially if we are to consecrate a time of prayer I'm fasting. Some of us have been fasting also for 21 days. You can't do that if you're not hearing. Amen? So we've been doing this for several years. But this year, last year and this year was a little different. We believe God was calling us to a season of change in the nation, in the world, and here in Mount Zion. We believe in God for miracles. We believe in God for miraculous things. Amen? So we are now in the final days of that 21 days. So this morning, I just want not only to remind us, but I want to prepare us for what we are expecting in terms of while we are praying. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 66, which is the theme of this year's 21 days consecration. Hallelujah. Isaiah 66, the last book in the last chapter in the book of Isaiah. Verse 7, it says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. The analogy that the Lord has used in the scripture is a principle. This principle applies, is using a principle in our natural life to describe a spiritual principle. And this same principle, like I shared last week, has to do with our seasons of planting and reaping. There is a time you sow a seed, and there is a time you harvest the seed. It's called harvest time. This is called sowing time. There is a time a woman becomes pregnant, and there's a time when the woman gives birth. Amen? So, this principle here is spiritual. It's saying, God is saying there's a time you have a need here and you're crying and you're praying and you're believing God. There is a time where you see answers to those prayers. Amen? So, there's a distance or a timeline between when you plant a seed and when you harvest the seed. Amen? Amen? There's a time when a woman, you plant, a seed is planted in a woman's womb. She's pregnant here, but there's a timeline that the woman gives birth. Amen? Amen? So there's a time you pray, you have a need, you have a situation, you have a crisis, no matter what it is. Expectation, you come to God here and you're crying and you're praying, but there's a distance, it can be short, it can be long, where definitely God says, I will answer you. You get results. So the distance between the starting point here, the place of pregnancy, the place of sowing, and the place of crisis, the distance between here and here is called patience. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God says every promise of God, it's in Hebrews, comes through faith. You believe, a woman believes, but it's not easy to carry. The time you believe, the time you plant, a farmer believes. You come to God because you believe. From the time you come, faith. He said, but you receive everything you are expecting from God. Everything you're believing God, you will receive it. But it has to come through patience. Faith, patience. So the problem we have in believing God The problem we have in trusting God is this distance. So the reason why Isaiah was saying this is this. He's using a physical example. He's using a physical principle to help us understand our situation regardless of the time. One is making it clear. God says, shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? He's saying there is nothing God will not answer or do according to his will. But before you see it, this distance here has so many pains. See, butt pains. Pains. Why did he call it butt pains or delivery pains? Because it's a time where you're struggling. So how does this look like? If it's a woman that is pregnant, the woman is carrying a baby, but you know it's not easy to feed two people at the same time. But at the same time, you're feeding the baby, you're feeding yourself. And as the baby grows, everything about your life begins to change. The baby brings immediate change to you. The way you eat, the way you sit, the way you lie down, the way you walk, the way everything happens begins to change. And if you notice, as the baby grows in the womb, so grows your uncomfortability. Huh? As the baby progresses, so grows your comfortability. Now listen to this. He says, shall I bring to birth and not cause? As soon as Zion travail, then he says, the discomfort is more here. Why? Because the baby is about to pop out. You see the principle? So sometimes when things get worse, does not mean it's really worse in the spirit. It's because you're closer to your breakthrough than you were from the beginning. So this principle, God says, if you don't understand the natural, it's hard for you to understand what you don't see in the spirit. So it's using the physical to explain how to trust God, how to believe God, and how to be patient, because God as a father will deliver what is promised. Amen? So, again, if we go back to a woman, she's pregnant. I want you to remember this. Why the woman is going through a painful process, she's not sad. She's feeling pain. She's feeling uncomfortability. She's feeling discomfort. And the pain here is bad, but she's not sad. Because it's not a pain to make you sad. It's just the uncomfortability and the pain of receiving something you joyfully are looking for. Believing God through crisis is not a misery. It's just the pain and the agony of expectation. Now, we're still talking about physical now. We've talked about the woman. So remember, this woman here goes through this with expectation. When we are trusting God or believing God for something, if we really believe that at the end of the day, God will deliver, our expectation carries us through this timeline. Let's look at the farmer. The farmer comes to this ground here. He buys a field. He's invested in it. The farmer is in this place. He clears the ground. It's labor, hard labor. And the farmer uses his money, go buys seed, buys things. He comes and plants it. It's all labor. Amen. Why is he doing that? Because the farmer has a vision. Yes. He has a purpose. So he knows what he's doing. He knows why. He's not expecting fruit at this point, but he's investing labor. So then he does that, and he does that, and he does that. Then he plants. Then he steps aside. What happens after the seed goes into the ground? Between here and here, in the physical, we see something spring up. We see it growing. We see it growing. Suddenly we see fruit around here. And the fruit is not ripe. Then suddenly the fruit starts getting ripe. All this while the farmer is waiting with expectation. Because there's a time and a season for these two to accomplish their purpose. So now the farmer is waiting with expectation. And suddenly a season comes where the farmer has to labor again. But this time, the labor is not with pain, it's with joy. Here it says, those that sow with tears. It's a lot of labor here. But it says here, there's labor here, but it's harvesting with joy. Amen? It's reaping with joy. Payday. Amen? If you work at Walmart for 1 month, on that payday you go, it's a different day. Amen. So now we talk about the woman pregnant. We talk about the farmer. How does that relate to prayer? You see, prayer is not empty. Prayer is with promises. God says, I've given you promises. And these promises, God already says yes and amen. So when we are going through a situation, we're going through a crisis, the reason why prayer is powerful is prayer is because you are connecting with the one who already has a solution. It's impossible for God to fail. So prayer is not expectation that can be denied. It's just for you to believe. So the difference, the reason why the Bible says faith is by faith and patience is because the farmer, all he needs is, the farmer doesn't need faith. The farmer just has a purpose. He has a vision. Amen? Amen. The pregnant woman doesn't need faith. The people in the world, you get pregnant, it's just natural, it's nature, it's the business. She gets pregnant, she knows what the timeline will be, 9 months, I will go through this for 9 months. After 9 months, I'll have the baby. So I'm expecting the baby, I'm looking forward to it so I can endure the time. But the reason Bible says faith is the same principle, but the only difference is you cannot see it with your eyes. You just have to believe what God says. So God is a spirit, but he's real. As I'm talking to you now, he's here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why we're called people of faith. The people in the street doesn't believe that. But the reason you're called people of faith is because you're born again, now you can believe that. God is here.
Amen.
So if God is here, and I'm going through a situation that is very hard, I come to him and say, Father, do this for me. Help me. Do this. This is what your word says. And I'm praying and I'm believing. That situation doesn't change, but God heard my prayers. But because it has not changed physically, we begin to question if it's taking place. If God heard, is God answering? So we go through this time struggling because physically speaking, the situation doesn't look like it has changed. But God told Daniel, in Daniel chapter 10, he says, from the first day you asked, I heard you and I've sent the help. But in between here, that 21 days, Daniel, he says there was a war in the spirit. But at the end of the 21 days, the angel came and said, beloved Daniel, here is the answer.
Amen.
It's a principle. Faith, when you begin to come to God here, say believe. So we believe. But our struggle, my personal struggle, is when I don't see physically. And it's going after a month, 2 months, and things like that. And then my mind begins to say, My pain is speaking. Everything else is speaking. But because I can't see God, I tend to believe more. The pain, the situation, the reports of the doctors, everything here, which is real. Amen? Because we're in a real world. So the fight of faith is the ability to hold on to the word of God. Though your flesh is saying, this is how I feel, you will be saying, but God, this is what you say. You'll be standing on the word of God regardless of how you feel. You'll be confessing the word of God regardless of how you feel. You'll be saying the word of God. You don't know that as you're doing that, something is happening in the spirit and in your spirit. Just like when you plant a seed, you don't do anything. Something is happening to that seed, to that tree. Naturally, something happens until you see a fruit on it. You don't have anything to do with it. It just, when you have that baby in the womb, the mother can't do anything but just eat and drink and take care of herself. That baby is naturally being cared for. She don't have to do anything about the growth. The only difference is that it's natural and we know it's taking place. In the tree, we know it's taking place. In the womb, we know. But in the things of God, we don't know that God is working when it looks like it's not working. So we give up. That's why he told the woman, he says, men ought always to pray and not to give up. Because there's a tendency to give up when we don't see. But God is always working, even when we don't see it. That's what faith is. The fight of faith. You believe, you fight until. I was believing God for something. I believe God for things. Everything actually, I believe God. Because that's all I live. So there are several different situations. I've told you all the testimony of our finances. You know, when it was very hard for me one time, I didn't tell anybody. I went and started praying. I was crying to God here, and I prayed. And it was time to pay this big bill at the TLRA building then. The money wouldn't come. The bill was due. I kept believing. He was asking me, Michael, where is the rent? But I couldn't tell anybody because that was the commitment I made that our rent then will be paid by faith. So this particular time, there was no money. So as we kept praying, I fasted, I've prayed, and the knock on the door was getting to the strong here, reasonably so. You can't live by faith and not have integrity. So right here, that Sunday morning, God says, he says, you prayed. Just leave it to me. Just worship. So what God was telling me basically is, if a farmer plants a seed here, he waters it and relax, isn't it? If a woman carries a baby, you feed and you relax. You let God do. You don't try to figure out how to take care of the baby in the womb. You do your part. So God, at a point, he said, you've done what you need to do. Just worship. So I just spent the day that day worshiping God, and it's like God was allowing me to relax. That day, after church, the Wednesday of that day, somebody woke up at night, came that morning, said, can I see you? Ran to the, met me at the office and brought the whole rent, cash. He said, I was so afraid. God visited me and said, take this money to my club. I ran and did it. That God did that. And he's done many, 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 many things like that. This building we are, like you know, is all paid for. We didn't pay a penny. You know, so the what God does is through his promise. Now, I just laid the foundation. Amen. My father is here today, so I won't preach long because he has to go home. Amen. So I just laid the foundation. Amen. Okay. Amen. I want to quickly use what I just shared with you to let you know why these 21 days is important. Prayer is partnering with God in times of sowing and in times of harvest. It can be personal. It can be the church. It can be for the city. It can be for the nation. It can be for nations. And you know, Mount Zion is very focused on praying for the city and the nation, just not limited to our church. So what is happening is this. It started last year, and we shared it. Last year, we started a 21 days of prayer at this time. And one of the reasons why it was very intense time of prayer was because of a vision I shared with you all that took place in 2020 about President Trump. In 2020, you all have heard that over and over. So now that he was coming, he was contesting, and we're all praying. We're praying to see what God's plan was. And many people joined in that prayer. And God raised him and put him in that office. And I've shared with you people about, it's not who is in the office. It's God's plan for that generation, whatever it is. So now, when I saw that vision being fulfilled that I shared still on the YouTube with you in 2020, I saw that being fulfilled. That was a sign that change was coming to the nation. Change was not only coming to the nation, change is coming to the world. But it's a sign for the church to expect a breakthrough. It's a season of breakthrough. So that was a sign for us to know when to expect for God to bless us, to visit us, to pour out his spirit, to restore miraculous seasons in our lives again. Amen? Amen. So this year, God gave us the theme, butt pains. Why butt pains? Exactly why I shared the illustration. A pregnant woman has expectation in pain. A farmer has expectation in patience. We need to have expectation in this season. Why? Because the earth is going through a time of butt pains. So now that you understand butt pains, and the example has been given, let me give you a spiritual understanding of what's going on. So you have expectation in this season and not fear that God is about to do marvelous things, bringing people to the Lord in a miraculous way. And so you too can be more awakened and serious about the things of God. Amen? So let's start here. Let's start here. Right here, for example, Jesus in Matthew 24 says, the signs of the last days, one of them is butt pains. We begin here. In 2019, October, November, we had a prayer. But during that time, something happened that started between October and November in China. Today, we call it COVID. It was a disease. It was a pestilence. Regardless of how it came, it started in China. Between that October and November, and watch this pattern. That was 2019, October, November. By March of 2020, it started enveloping. There was a multiplication. There was a momentum. It enveloped the world. So that it took over the attention of the man. It's supposed to be an awakening, but we didn't wake up. We just saw it as one of those things. So, it was supposed to be a moment. If we were ready, we would have seen more people come to God if we utilize. But we too were overwhelmed by it because we're not prepared. So that happened. It's estimated in the UN World Health Organization statistics that about 19 point something million to 36 million people to date died from COVID. These are people. Now listen, that, remember, started to build momentum October, November of 2019. And it enveloped the world from 2020 March. Now, that took over the mind of the world. Something else, this is 2020, 2019, October, November, 2020, things enveloped the world. Right here in 2021, while COVID was infesting the whole world, everything was shaking in the world. Suddenly, Russia and Ukraine were conceiving a problem. The Europeans, America, different people tried to intervene. By October, November of 2021, it did not work. By March of 2022, Ukraine and Russia were started. And now it has enveloped the attention of the world up till this moment. These are butt pains in the world. These are things, see, when a woman is pregnant, it affects her whole body. It affects everything she does. These things I'm mentioning to you affected the whole world. It got the attention of the world. But God is trying to call our attention for a harvest. Started with COVID 2019, October, November, took over. 2021, see, 2019, 2020, 2021. So 2021, another thing started that took over the world, we call Ukraine and Russia war. The thing about Ukraine and Russia war is not that they've not been wars, but aftermath of COVID, why COVID is still going on, do you know what breaks my heart more and why this is so serious? You might hear it on the news, but it's more than that. Millions of people have died between those two wars, between the two nations. But what makes it more painful is not just people dying, it's the future of those two nations, the young people. Young people go to war. They are the people you recruit for war. And young lives in millions are gone on both sides. Young people are the future of a nation. Between this war that has been going on, that's why President Trump mentions it a lot, broken over the lives. He's always talking about the lives in that context. Young people gone. The war is still going on. The attention of the global geological positioning of the world have shifted because of that war. Factions, division has been established in the nations against Europeans, against this, against that, has shifted relationships from where things used to be. Those are birth pains. Those are changes a woman experiences when she's pregnant. Something is happening in her womb and it's changing things in her being because something is happening you cannot see. That's why God puts it that way. So, now listen to this. 2020, that happened. We called for a prayer in 2023 because of this. The last day of the 21 days prayer 2020, you can go check it. Like we finished at the last day of the feast. Suddenly, something started again. October 7th. That was the last day of the prayer in 2023. It started like terrorists attacked and killed almost 1,000, almost going to 2,000 of Israel people. And what started in the aftermath of COVID, aftermath of the impact of Russian and Ukraine war in the world, ignited, activated something that now lasted 2 years to this day and has completely rearranged the atmosphere of Middle East and the world. A baby in a womb, you don't see, as it evolves, has the capacity to change everything about every physiology, everything in a woman's whole life. Even though you don't see it, she determines her shopping life, her eating life, her direction. That's why God says, watch spiritual birth pains as he rearranges the life of nations. What are we doing to prepare for that baby and to prepare for what God is saying? If you understand the future like Joseph, you will be a solution. I've shared that with you. But if you just allow things to happen, it will overtake you in that generation, and you'll be among those that are going to be affected rather than being a solution. That's the power of prayer. Now, you say, why are we praying and fasting now? Watch the progression. 2019, September, October to something started boiling and manifested 2020 and took over. 2021, something started boiling and manifested 2022. It's taking over the whole world. 2023, something manifested October and November, December. Israel entered a war, took the whole world till now. That's 2023. The one that got my attention is because God revealed this one in 2020. When that thing was taking place, COVID was taking place, I was crying to God, God, why? How come we don't know? What's going on? That's, if you all remember, that's when he showed the vision about Trump. That there will be a falling down and there will be a rising up. It's recorded. And it happened. So 2024, that happened. Trump was in office. So you see a progression. And Trump in office is not another president. It's part of God allowing a leader or a timing where he was brought into a sequence of birth pain to become another catalyst for change leading to what God is about to do. And you can see how the whole world is shifting till now. So now we are in October 2025. I don't know if you get it. If you watch October to December of all the years I've given to you from 2019, there's been something in the atmosphere that eventually multiplies its manifestation and takes the shift in the world to another level. That's why the theme of these 21 days is called birth pains. Now let me tell you why it's called birth pains. Everything I've explained to you so far is contractions. When a woman is about to give birth, it begins with what they call what? Contractions. Amen? Doctor is here. Doctor, am I saying the right thing? Okay. Contractions. So me and doctor, we preach most of the time. We just contractions. But as the contractions multiply, the timing gets more closer. And gets more closer. And gets more closer. Then it goes into serious labor pain. This October to November, if what I've shared with you is not man-made, it's not a trend you can deny, you've lived through it. That's why this prayer and fasting is to prepare us for harvest, to prepare us for what the world America, the church, everybody will feel or look like between now and next year, September, October. Exciting. I'm excited. Daddy, I'm excited for what God is about to bring. The reason for this is this. The prodigal son will never have come back to the father if he still has his way. The most important thing, a farmer, and I'm about to close, a farmer does not plant a seed without expecting a harvest. The whole reason the farmer labors here is he wants harvest. The whole reason why a woman is pregnant here is because he wants children. The whole reason God brought us here is because he wants children that are called his children. But what has happened is we all have gone astray and we just think our life belongs to us. The world belongs to us. The nations belongs to us. Everything belongs to us. So what God is doing is he's gradually allowing situations and circumstances in the world, because he runs the world, not the devil. He allows things to gradually bring us to what the Bible calls seasons of awakening. This prodigal son woke up and said, "What am I doing here? How did I get here? It's time to do what? Go back home." That's why we call it harvest. There's nobody that have not heard the gospel as probably many times in America. A lot of people are not going to come to the Lord in America because somebody is preaching. It's because somehow something wakes them up and say, you know what? God loves you more than you love yourself. We are entering a season of awakening. God himself, Daddy, is now preaching the gospel. But he's preaching it in his own way. Because he wants us to come and eat at his table. He has more for us. His presence, his glory, and his blessings without sorrow even before we get to heaven. Amen? Amen. So that's where we are. We want to see miracles again. We want to see the glory of God again. God says the glory of the latter will be greater than that of the former. And God says, in the last days, I will shake everything so that my glory will be restored. Because the people will now turn back to me. Amen? Finally, you know, just to give you an example, when line 11 took place, there were more people in church. Even if there was no church, people were looking for where steeples were to cry out to God. Why? We don't need that to wake us up. Amen? So that's why I use this illustration. I want to encourage us this day to have expectation for the presence of God, for the glory of God. Do not be afraid of what's happening. You can't be afraid. This is the moment to be excited. Like a pregnant woman, like a farmer, everything you're seeing now, it's time for us to say, okay, God, come. Your glory, come. Breakthrough, come. We want to see loss. We want to see many people come to God. That's why I'm excited, not because of the pain, because the pain will come. Not because, but because of many coming to God. Because of healing and because of miracles. That's why God uses the physical to explain the spiritual. And I pray this brought some understanding to this season and why we are taking 21 days every day to cry out for America. To pray for Israel, to pray for the world, to pray for Cleveland, to pray in this season that God will have mercy on us. and God will bring back his glory. Amen. Amen. We have 3 days left. Amen. Amen. If you're praying at home, that's wonderful. Keep praying. So we have 3 days left to finish, and we'll see what God does. So just know that if you see changes come between now and December, if you don't see anything, but just know that by next year, you will see it. It will go to a new level. It makes sense. It's not, you don't need a rocket scientist to understand this principle. So we are blessed. Amen? Amen. So this morning, for a few minutes, the Bible says where two or three shall agree together as touching a thing, say God will grant them. I want us to take a moment and pray for one another. Amen? Amen. I want us to pray for one another. Hallelujah. The power of praying for somebody else is the power of receiving. Amen? So, and I want you to pray for somebody that you don't know or somebody that is you're not close to. Amen?
Amen.
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 And these are the prayer needs. Pray for them. Pray for their family. Pray for their health. Pray that God will prepare them for this season and that God will bless them. Amen?
Amen.
And what I've shared this morning, that God will give understanding. Amen?
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 Amen.
Okay, so let's find somebody and pray. And when you hear me say amen, then we start rounding up because I'm going to pray and we'll close for today. Amen. Prayerfully find somebody. Hallelujah. Abby, you can put music, worship, slow. Hallelujah. Take your time to pray. Ask them, what do they want to be prayed for? Pray from your heart. Believe as you pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can be three. If there are two, just find two people and join them. Steve. Okay, good. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Thank you. Your presence is our life. Your presence is our strength, is our hope. In you we live, in you we have our being. Have your way in this season. Help us to position and prepare ourselves. And you can use us to be solutions in a time of need. Receive all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You can be seated.